This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some biking as we head back to Canada and catch up with Fiona Whitby today. Fiona, welcome back onto the podcast.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Fiona, in our last chat, we were talking about the swim, and you were like, oh, it's a necessary evil. I just want to ride my bike. You come from a running background, but you've taken to biking quite well as well, haven't you?
Yes. I, in university, I was a runner. I became an athletic therapist at the time, or a student of athletic therapy, which means I was working with a lot of varsity athletes with their injuries. So even though I was running, I started to bike as well to sort of supplement the fact that I got a little bit of bored of running in university. It felt I wanted to do something different. So I started to bike, and I just started mountain biking mainly. And actually in university, there was a triathlon club that got started. And so I sort of joined that triathlon club and started began biking and running and a little bit of swimming, because that's what triathlon is, right?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, at times, yes. But I did. Biking was still something I added. And, you know, to have the variety, and that's really how I got into triathlon from running, was you could still be working out and not just running. And that was really cool to me, that I could get out for a bike ride, and that was training, and it didn't mean that I had to just run all the time.
Over the years, I mean, you've obviously been biking for a while now. Is there anything that you can sort of put your finger on that you think has made a real sort of difference to your bike performance?
Yeah, I'd say there's a couple of things. One thing I'd say would be riding with other people. That I'd say, you know, I fortunately had the opportunity to ride with my brother, who is a strong athlete, and my husband, who is also a strong athlete. I would ride with them. And in the early days, it was, they would basically look behind their wheel and say, ride right here, right there. And I would ride right there. And that was in a draft position, right? But stay there. And they just yell at me, basically. Stay right there. And that was sort of the push. I remember one ride years and years ago with my brother. I think we were in 3 hours. I said, at one point, I said, can I take a drink? And he was like, are you kidding me? You haven't had a drink? And I was like, I'm too nervous to take my hands off the bars. And eventually, obviously, as the push, I got used to the push, I was able to drink. And yes, I do drink on the bike now and fuel.
Do you, I mean, obviously living in Canada has its challenges from a climate perspective, particularly around winter. Do you do a fair amount of training on an indoor trainer?
No, not compared to some people, I would say. I would say I'm a mix. We do cross season in the fall, so sort of after Kona. It's after Kona season, basically, is cross season. So we ride outside, and we ride outside as long as we can, up until essentially December. So December, you know, it becomes a little trickier. My brother's hardcore. He's out all year round. I'm not quite as hardcore as him, so I do hop on the trainer come December-ish into January. So I do ride indoors in the real, real winter months, I do. And then I still try to get outside as early as I can, and that would be on a cross bike still in March as well.
It blows my mind, Fiona. I can't even wrap my head around. Like, talk to me temperatures in December that your brother's riding through.
Yeah, so he's, oh, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, everything. You think of something and he's out there. It makes no difference, really. I mean, yeah. I mean, okay, to be fair, he's out there December, January, and the beginning of February, he's hopping off to Florida for seven weeks. So, you know, yes, he rides in the winter, but he misses a good chunk of that really, really, really cold weather, let's just say.
Yeah, you're cold and our cold. Let me tell you, your cold in Canada is a very different cold to what we've got in South Africa. If it gets into single figures, positive single figures, I don't go near a bicycle, just so that you're aware.
You're not wrong. I mean, we do. And then here we are today. What is it, May 28th? And it's 9 degrees for us right now.
Wow.
Yeah. But yesterday was 24. So go figure, right? I don't know what's happening for us.
Crazy. Favorite workout on the bike? What do you love doing?
Oh, good question. An outdoor ride. I like to do, we have a group ride on Wednesdays with a bunch of our athletes, and we do, it's an interval outside. So it's basically mapped out on a route, and we do sections. So each one is a different length and distance, and we focus on Ironman to 70.3 watts, and then the middle one is only a very short, but 2K section, and it's like hard, like a sprint effort, if not harder effort, and then we have another longer effort, which is probably about 35K approximately, and we, and again, you're focusing on Ironman to half Ironman efforts. So that's one of my favorites, just breaking out a route we ride, focusing on your drive and your ability and your numbers. Oh, that was something you asked about the bike, was I use power.
I was going to ask, let's talk about sort of gear that you're using. You training to power? Yeah. How long have you trained to power? Has it been a while now? And is it a case of just sticking to numbers?
Yeah, I've been using power now for more than 10 years. Oh gosh, it's probably almost 14 years, I would say. We were early days of power tap equipment in the wheels. Like, we've had it all. We've done everything almost, like we've tried everything. So yeah, it's been years. And, I definitely train by power. I definitely train by feel as well. Feel and power go together. But power, you know, just sets your, it tells you so much. It tells you when you're not feeling well, which I love. And it tells me when I'm feeling good. And it tells me when mentally I'm slacking, which may lead to I'm not feeling well, you know, maybe not. So I kind of get an idea of, you know, if I'm pushing to my ability right now, or if I truly am tired and I'm fatigued and my numbers aren't where they should be, you know, and I may pack it in. But so power I've used for years and years.
Yeah, there's nowhere to hide with those numbers, unfortunately.
Nowhere to hide. Absolutely not. And that's, you know, that's the good and the good and the bad of them.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Yeah. I'm saying it tongue in cheek, but that is the case. Yeah. I mean, it's easy to feel like you've had a hard ride, but if the numbers saying you were slacking out there, you were slacking out there. That's what it means.
Yeah. Well, you know, a good thing we use for our athletes is looking at their files later to see what their perception of what they did was and what they actually did. That's really a really helpful tool, because what people say they do and what they actually do are often two very different things.
Yeah, absolutely. Fiona, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run, but we'll save that for next time.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brad.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.